Audio Bible, Exodus, Chapter 6. But the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh, for because of my mighty hand, he will let the people go. Because of my strong hand, he will drive them out of his land." God also told Moses, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land where they lived as foreigners. Furthermore, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore tell the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians, and deliver you from their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord." Moses relayed this message to the Israelites, but on account of their broken spirit and cruel bondage, they did not listen to him. So the Lord said to Moses, "Go and tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites go out of his land." But in the Lord's presence, Moses replied, "If the Israelites will not listen to me, then why would Pharaoh listen to me, since I am unskilled in speech?" Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them a charge concerning both the Israelites and Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the Israelites out of the land of Egypt. These were the heads of their fathers' houses. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. These were the clans of Reuben. The sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. These were the clans of Simeon. These were the names of the sons of Levi, according to their records: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Levi lived 137 years. The sons of Gershon were Libni and Shimei, by their clans. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. Kohath lived 133 years. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. These were the clans of the Levites, according to their records. And Amram married his father's sister, Jochebed, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. Amram lived 137 years. The sons of Izhar were Korah, Nepheg, and Zikri. The sons of Uziel were Mishael, Elzaphan, and Sithri. And Aaron married Elisheba, the daughter of Amminadab, and sister of Nashon, and she bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. The sons of Korah were Asir, Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These were the clans of the Korahites. Aaron's son Eleazar married one of the daughters of Putiel, and she bore him Phinehas. These were the heads of the Levite families by their clans. It was this Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord said, "Bring the Israelites out of the land of Egypt by their divisions." Moses and Aaron were the ones who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, in order to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. Now on the day that the Lord spoke to Moses in Egypt, he said to him, "I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything I say to you." But in the Lord's presence, Moses replied, "Since I am unskilled in speech, why would Pharaoh listen to me?"